Hello, Moonbasians. Deej here with a bit of a Season 4 update. And somewhere in the middle of my babbling, we've got a little Michelle Wilder scene to share as well. So stick around for that more entertaining part to come. So yes, we're deep into work on Moonbase Theta Out Season 4. It's going to be our final season of the show, and it's going to be huge. Moving into the future on both sides of the moon and back on Earth. We're doing our best to tell every story, tie up every plot line. We're adding some folks to our regular cast, including a few completely new roles. I'm tapping my fingers to the bone writing scripts. We're looking for some new help with audio production. There are lots and lots of wheels, space wheels, in motion to bring you the final act of this story we've been telling you for years. It's huge and exciting and a little scary, and there's so much work to make it all happen. And so many incredibly talented people to make it all happen. From Cass and Tina, who you'll hear soon, to every other actor, everyone behind the scenes. Trace Callahan has composed a new piece of music we'll be using. So many amazing people coming to you this season. And so we need to put together a stack of those sweet Canadian dollars to pay them all. That's the first big step we're taking into full production again, our Season 4 crowdfunding campaign, which is live now on Seed and Spark. We're putting together funds from a number of sources. We've got a Patreon where folks support us monthly, we run ads through the Fable and Folly Network, we occasionally sell a shirt or a mug, which is more for fun than income. But the biggest part of paying the bills will come through this one big crowdfunding push. All the entertainment and heartbreak and feelings jail and dorky jokes and inside references that you're going to experience for a good while to come. The final season will take the better part of a year once it starts running. This is when we ask for your help to make it all possible. You can find the campaign on seedandspark.com/fund/mtofinal. We'll put that in the show notes as well, and it runs through the evening of March 1st. But before you check it all out, there's still that little scene we promised you. You can also find this in video form on the funding page, and believe me, it is well worth seeing. But for now, take a listen.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta.
Wilder, for the last time, I can't send a message. Like, literally can't.
But Michelle, they need my help.
Who needs your help?
Monkey Man Productions, that's who. Do you think they're gonna get their last season funded without yours truly?
Last season of what?
Moonbase Theta out. Come on, keep up.
Moonbase... Wilder, we're on Moonbase Theta.
Exactly. These folks, Deej and Cass, and I think Tina's helping them out now, and a bunch of other talented folks behind the scenes, they're working real hard to wrap up this podcast they've been working on for the past 4 years.
Do you mean Pocket Cast?
It's this interesting sci-fi story about, well, us. The last moon base shutting down, and it's like we're that dog in a burning house, all like, this is fine. But then we all start pulling together. But then the consortium's like, you thought.
Why are they telling our story?
I mean, it's pretty topical, ain't it? Evil corporations, folks left out in the cold trying to find a little hope. We need stories about fighting the good fight, right? Helps us remember what's worth really fighting for. And this is their last season, Michelle. The finale shebang. The last hoorah.
So
I gotta know how it ends. Is Alex gonna make it? What's that devilishly handsome Enclave officer got up their sleeve? And I swear, if Deej kills this one character, I'm gonna...
Look, Wilder, even if I could send a message, how are you gonna help them from up here?
Get with the times, Michelle. They're crowdfunding. Right now. They got all these rewards with fun stuff like getting your name in the credits or claiming one of Dr. Justice tardigrade buddies. I mean, they can't have Bob. That is my tardigrade. They can't have Bob. But they can have one of all the other tardigrades, or they can get the shiny exclusive stickers. There might be magnets too. Hush, Eliza. You know I'll keep them clear of your sensitive bits. Oh, and how did I forget? Speaking of exclusive, there's a special bonus showing how Roger and Alex met. I heard it's super cute. Can't miss out on that.
Ugh, well, I don't want any of that stuff.
Well, I do. But more important, I like supporting indie audio fiction. It's more than helping a cool story get told. It's being a part of something, like a community, you know? You could do with some of that. You'd probably be way less grumpy.
I wish I wasn't a part of this conversation.
All right. I tried reasoning with you. Move over, Poindexter.
Hey!
I'm going to seedandspark.com/fund/MTO final.
I won't allow this. This is a security breach. This whole Futu podcast is out of order.
Moonbase Theta out. Final season. Here we go.
I really could have cut my speech down quite a bit and just let them tell it all. But I do like writing speeches for myself. I'm going to get back into that part in a minute, but I want to thank you all for listening and for being a part of the community of MTO. We appreciate your support in every way that you give it, being a fan of what we do, talking us up to your friends or on social media, supporting our sponsors and the other shows our folks create. The crowdfunding is a big thing, and if you can become a part of that or help spread the word, it means the universe to us. But you're already one of our base personnel. We're all looking forward to seeing where this ends up together. Even I don't know all of it until I write that final script. Take care. Be good to each other and tell great stories. And of course, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Dust!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's what it's time to call Human Be Gone. Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bot's gotta do it.
Oh.
Human Be Gone. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts. Human.